Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, September 16, 1964, the Daily News newspaper reported that students, parents, and teachers across the island were abuzz as the 1964 to 1965 academic school year officially began. In Barbados's 10 government-aided secondary schools, some 791 new students were enrolled. 2 years prior, in 1962, school fees had been abolished in government secondary grammar schools. These fees were an economic barrier for many working-class Barbadian children. Total enrollment at government-aided secondary schools ranged from 445 students at Boys Foundation to 700 students at Commonmere. St. Michael's Girls' School in Martindale's Road received the largest cohort of new students. 96 girls joined that institution, and the overall roll at the school was 559 students. Harrison College and Commonmere were second and third numerically, receiving 90 students and 86 students respectively. The two government-aided schools in St. Peter, Coleridge and Parry, and Alexandra welcomed 60 new students. New registrations at Girls Foundation, Lodge School, and Allen School totaled 177 students. Most of the island's secondary schools gave a half-day holiday for the first day of term. The Daily News reported that the main activity at most schools was the orientation of new and returning students. At Harrison College and Queen's College, the scholarship winners were lauded for their academic prowess. 3 students from Harrison College and 2 from Queen's College were awarded national scholarships. On this day, September 16, 1964, the Daily News newspaper reported that 791 new students were enrolled at government-aided secondary schools. Total enrollment at these schools also increased in comparison to the previous year. These numbers suggest that the abolition of fees had further democratized secondary education in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.